In 1969, you came to Oklahoma as assistant superintendent of schools in Tulsa.
Right.
How did that come about?
During the time I was working on the middle school concept, I did a lot of national traveling. As a matter of fact, I counted up one time, I've been to 44 states speaking essentially on the middle school or school climate, one of the two topics. During that time, Gordon Kowalde was executive director of the North Central Association. When I was president of the Iowa Association, we had our summer conference at Lake Okoboji. We invited, among others, Gordon to come. Well, they also asked me to speak on the middle school. Gordon heard me. Afterwards, he introduced himself, and later on, he invited me to speak at their national convention in Chicago, which I did. Then in the fall of 68, he was selected as superintendent in Tulsa. I got this telephone call in October, and he said, I've just been appointed superintendent. Would you like to come down and be my assistant? He says, the board said I could bring one person in from the outside. And I said, where is it? Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know, I guess I'd been through there as a kid on Highway 66, but I didn't remember. So he described it, and it was a quantum leap, of course, from a small town in Iowa to come down and work in a large city with 80,000 kids at that time. It was another giant step for me.
When you come to Tulsa in 69, what were some of the most pressing educational issues that you found, and how did you feel Oklahoma compared to Iowa in education?
I really never drew that comparison. They're both rural states. And, of course, I'd moved from a rural community to an urban community, which was significantly different. Somebody asked me, in a nutshell, what is the difference? And I said, three zeros. There's 80,000 kids here, and the district I came from was considerably smaller, but the issues are essentially the same. Parents have the same concerns. Kids have the same problems. There's just more of them. I think it is true that in a small community, it takes a village to raise a child. There was nowhere you could go in Eagle Grove, Iowa, that my children weren't identified as my children, and if they did something wrong, I knew it before they got home. Moving to Tulsa, Oklahoma, they were out of sight in three blocks. You know, we just had to trust that they would do the right things. Those were the differences that I saw. Outside of that, the major issue we were confronted with in particular was desegregation. And that was a significant difference.
You became superintendent in 1973. How did that come about?
Well, Kowalde decided that he wanted to leave. He had an opportunity to become executive director of the Curriculum Association in Washington. It fit him quite well. He'd been executive director of the North Central Association. I think it gave him an opportunity to influence on a national basis curriculum, which is one of the things that he still is involved with, even though he's retired. My concern was we were just getting ready to initiate the innovations of Washington High School, Carver Middle School, and two or three elementary schools as far as voluntary desegregation was concerned. So I threw my hat in the ring primarily to continue to implement, initiate those programs.
And you remained a superintendent your first time around till 76.
Yes.